Yisim Pei Zayin, the beginning of Hilchos Basar V'Chalav. So the Rechava begins, Kosev Batar Leisivash Gdi V'Chalev V'Moy, Shalish Pa'amin, Echlis Abishav, Echlis Achilav, Echlis Anna. Which in the Gemara of Tezvav, quotes a few different Mekairais to this, that Basar V'Chalav is also Bahana, Bachila, Bishal, cause different limudim. The Gemara picked the limud of the Beir of, the Shulchan Aruch picks the limud of the Beir of Yishmael. Take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Machalos Esrois. Halacha. Oh, here the Rambams?
Yes.
So the Rambam over here in Hilchos Machalos Esrois, Perek Tes, Halacha Aleph, begins with Basa b'chal basa l'vashle basa l'achle min ha-teira basa b'haniya. And then he goes on, he says b'chein o'echo k'zayis v'shneim min basa b'chal v'shazvashki echo l'ayke l'ishasak ha-kosu min lesa ha-achila el p'nei sh'asu ha-bishol. Why was the Torah shasak from achila? It says always l'ayse b'ashol, it should say l'ayse echal. Why? Because once it comes to ask the bishul, kloima b'afilu bishul yasa. What's the lezavashul? The lezavashul means not only zachila asa, but even bishul asa. Vein zarch lema chilasei k'may sheshasak min lesa abas me achar sheasa basavas. In the Torah, by the Arayas, we don't find mefurish in the Torah that bita is asar, but we do find bas bita is asar. Included in bas bita is bita. Meaning, why is your bas bita asa? Only because she's from your bita, which is asa. Rambam saying the same thing should follow through over here. Why is achila asa? Because bishul's asa. If bishul's asa, it must be that achila's asa. That's what it seems to be saying over here. The rest of Rambam of here, Machal Zesuris. The Rambam in the Surah Biyah, Parak Beis Halacha Bav, the Rambam says, "Habal aval isha derech znus vayim mimen habas oisa habas ervala shum bita ba'afa pish lenema b'teira ervas bitcha l'sigala." Even though it doesn't say in the Torah ervas bitcha. Me'acha she'asa bas habas shosak min habas v'yisur min ha'toyer v'ayim min deri sefer v'ichach habo'al ha'bito min su'ose chayim sh'tayim. Fine. So here the Rambam again is saying this idea that bito is learned out from bas habas. Now, this is Lachar, a new limud. Where does this limud come from? You saw the Gemara. The Gemara had four or five limudim. This was not any of those limudim. And for sure not the one that's being brought down in Halacha, that we have three lois of ashes, and each one's coming for a different din in Barchila, Bishal, and Na. So the Magen Mishnah says, it's a Medrash. The Rambam decided to pick a Medrash. It's a Medrash. Okay. If we take a look in Tumas Ameis, Perik Aleph, Halacha Beis. So in Halacha Aleph, the Rambam starts off Hameis Mitame B'maga B'masa Ubayo. Okay? Tumas Shiva. Then the Rambam tells us that Tumas Maga and Oyel are Mefurish in the Torah, but Tumas Masa is not Mefurish in the Torah. Tumas Masa, how do we know? We be a Shmua. The Kal B'chayim Advar. Makes the Kal B'chayim over here. And then it says, Ain Tumas Masa Bemeis Midere Seifrim, Din Taira. It's not Midere Seifrim, it's a Din Taira. The yearly, now listen to this. The yearly, Shizze Shashosak Mimena Kosu. This is that the Pasi, maybe it's Ali. Yeah, hopefully I'll figure that out. The yearly, Shizze Shashosak Akosu. This is that the Pasi was Shosak from Masa. Kiderech sheshasek mi'isra abas. Same way the Torah shasek from Isra abas, A third example. The shasak meisa achilas basa b'chalav. The fi shasak b'feirish afil b'shulay. Kach shasak mitomas masa the meis the fi shetame b'feirish afil all like koshke masa. So Rambam gives us three examples. One is tomas masa. One is bas bita, and one is basa b'chalav. Achilas basa b'chalav. Says the Kesef Mishnah, one second, we have a problem over here. Because if it's all being learned out of a din, ain't on shemin adin. Ain't on shemin adin. Says the Kesef Mishnah, true to it. Yesh laiva, the shemin achar, shabas abas, ain't asura al machmas abas. Why is abas abas also? Because of the bas. She ima, it's her mother. Mimela mashma she asura. From the fact that her mother's asura, so mimela we know, I mean, so from the fact that the basbita's asura, mimela included in that is her mother. Mikachon pergan strof, mikabi esabas, mikhiyonjim in a din, give him also balmu, pirish rashi question safety. That since the Torah wrote basbita, and the isur is coming through her mother, so it's as if it's been furnished in the Torah. But this is the line that's negated to us. Ubasa b'chala, mekimen sha'asa b'shulay, hevi b'chlau lo seicha koteiva, koshiti afti l'charu b'ateicha. He brings a different passage. There's another passage which the Gemara quotes in Chulin, a later Gemara, I don't think we saw that, where it says there's a passage of Kol te'eva, and we learn koshiti afti l'cha yishani l'sechal kol te'eva. So he says that basa b'chalav. Once the Torah asked the bishul, now once you cooked it, becomes a te'eva. The Torah doesn't like this. So where's the law for eating it? Kol te'eva l'sechal. Inami demashmash le'asa Torah levashal k'deish le'yovei lechal. The whole din of Bishul, why would the Torah have akpar on Bishul? Big deal, so you cooked it. What does it do for me or not for me? Why should Bishul? Elamai, the whole is of Bishul so that you shouldn't come to Achila. So Mela's linked in the is of Bishul is the is Achila. That's what he's saying. In the is of Bishul, we see the is Achila. That's the inam. Okay, then he goes on answering by Tommy Mace, how we see it over there. But what the Kesef Mishnah is being with Galatas and the Das Rambam is that the limud is that from the Pasuk Lysavashal, at least in the Inami, in the Lysavashal is not an end by itself. It's don't cook it so that you won't come to eat this cooked Basa B'chal. And Memela, it's Kilo, it's Mefurish in the Torah. So we can be managed because of that. Now, the Lechem Mishnah over here in Machalas Asura is also Mayrach to be Mavar the Rambam. He's bothered with these questions. He goes on to explain the Rambam over here. Take a look at the Lechem Mishnah. But at the end of the day, like we said, the Kesef Mishnah is trying to address this question of the Dimyon of the Rambam, Bas Bachal, the Bas Bita, how the Daima. That's what the Kesef Mishnah is going to explain. The David Meishar, the Tzvina Rav, and Chelik Alf Simalamid, I had a copy of it, but I forgot to print it out. Over there, he's discussing in a laboratory, to cook in a laboratory things that have a chashash basa b'chala in order to check the ingredients in it. He wants to say that if the idea of the Torah, the feed is Kesef Mishnah, he quotes the Kesef Mishnah, Aderach the Kesef Mishnah, maybe I'll bring it in and see how he writes it, but Aderach the Kesef Mishnah, the Issa Bishul, in the Inami at least, the Issa Bishul is in order not to come to Rachila. So over here, we're just breaking it down to, right, whatever they do is that they burn it, they break it down through some kind of cooking process, but it's not at all to come to eat it, so then, right, it's just to check what's in it. So then, that won't be awesome. It's not, it won't bring to a mechshel of eating. We're not chayish then. We're not chayish that someone come to eat it this way. That's what he wants to say based on this idea of the Kesef Mishnah. The Prima Gadim in Ice Base, it's Sisidas Ice Base, Prima Gadim, the Prima Gadim over here, he brings the shame, the Shuvas Shari Ephraim, which is quoted by the Paiskim already in Erchayim, in Hilchos Chanukah. The Shari Tshuva over there brings it, and Barhetiv, Kodesh Mishbar also. That in Tavrei Shain Gimel, over there the Shari Tshuva quotes it, that the Shari Ephraim was talking about where I had chema, I had butter that was cooked in a fleshing a pot. Can I use this candle that's made from this chema for Ner Chanukah? So he wants to come out that for Ner Chanukah, it's for Ner Chanukah will be mutter because mitzvahs lav lahenis nidna. So you're not getting enough from it. Pischei tshuva, if he has it, so I'd say farkert, maybe farkert. That if it's us b'hanah, so then you have the problem of kitusi mechta shira. That's missing in the shir, right? We find in sukkah, other places that's missing in its shir. The Prima Gadol brings the Arzuruah, the El Yezuta is Ma'irer on the Shar Ephraim. He says, 1 second, why are you discussing Hana, if it is Mutabana or not Mutabana? Hare, when you light that candle, you'll be mevashel the chema with whatever bleeds of basa there's in there. So you're being oivon on bishul basa v'chalav. Forget about it. If it's lavan is nidnu, yelan is nidnu, or you're being oivon on bishul. And even if you can tell me that Hilchos Shabbos there's no bishul acha bishul, but could be in basa v'chalav, there is bishul acha bishul. Maybe you'll tell me tigun is not bishul. Different svaras like that you can go on to, right? And he gets into different issues that we're going to touch on to, whether it's considered bishul or not. But that's his horror over here. But al derech di David meisharim, even if it's understood, because even if it is bishul, but it's not a bishul to derech sreifa, it's being burnt to get burnt to get to it's being burnt to disappear. This is right. There's nothing left to eat. Right. The Mishnah has been dying in the Kesef Mishnah that only a bishul that you'll be left with a nichshol of achila is what's included in this of bishul basa b'chalav. Because all the bishuls is not to cook basa b'chalav, but to get it, you won't come to eat it. There's nothing to eat afterwards. It's burnt up. And then it says, if you take a look at the Shari Tshuva over there, Tavre Shain Gimel, Ezal, Vashem, Nishvas Yaakov, it's also mashma like that. But that's the mashmais of these paiskim, that they're starting with a whole later issue of, could you be nano or not? But the bishul itself is not a bishul. Why not? Because the bishul is not being done right, if you look in the, he quotes here, Katsum Shari Tshuva Shari Ephraim, Chem shabish the gidei is basa ben yoimai, hella le ner chanuk shari. The mitzvah drabon and nami lab len is nindu mishari. Ha neir shal chol asa. Nikvarim le yisrifu la shaykh min archanuk len shayva. Vize hefich ma shechsavti betaz v'shem mechis Yaakov v'sedas le mincha. The tigon ain't less than mano. It's not like that mechis Yaakov, you see, because this is a hard tigon. V'ayin shabbos v'sidus v'shemar shem alik v'shar zem alik v'shar zem Chanukah the Mukta Shnash Daira, Mukshal and the Tais is fine. Then he brings down Reisi Bel Yohu Zuta Rechaim, Tamalim, the Lalik Ner Chanukah Asa, Doi Val Bishulai, the Yesh Bishulach Abishulkim, Voyb Simshin Yuches, and Dalit. Hine mashikosav kemvur sim shinyat dechez anizdaiti af yobesh or yiseach lach teleshach bezach abish mushabes filach ibas vachal bish lahava. Fine, magmach psalm, like I said, we'll get back to it. Halitz bad shar frayim geish li ashur kisas tigon la bishul v'asa ba no midra v'anu kiyam shashlema. But if you what we're saying, the chayra, these other achreinim will be a smach for the way we're learning in the Rambam, which leads to some practical halachic cases of where, let's say, back in the days when it was legal to have an incinerator in the apartment buildings, that you throw the garbage down and it gets burnt up on the bottom, are you making sure that in your garbage is only a leftover challah from Shabbos without any leftover leaven or yogurts? If you do it, then you shalayim. As I heard that on the that signs for Afghanis would say, don't burn the garbages. And Akpada came because of Mayer Brandstofer, he held his mamash yisav basar mechalav over here. If they'll burn the garbage can, it's Matzah Shabbos and it's left over from Shal Shuddis and all the milk and inflation, you're going to have a problem over here. So he mamash, that was his Akpada. But the fees there, the chayra won't be a problem because you're not burning it, you're burning it, you're not cooking it for to serve, to have. Okay? Now, Pesachim Tshuva brings down Shem the Rambam.
We're going with the Devi Misharim, not the Alizuta.
The Alizuta is also. The Alizuta. I'm sorry, the Alizuta was Meir, right. Right.
So
the Yahweh is also. The all the other names that you'll see brought down, you'll look in Alech Chanka. Everyone's handling the shadow of mitzvahs, the habdins, the rabbanim mitzvahs. I mean, they forgot the step number one. As soon as your lighting got a problem.
The first bishul was very basar chalav, or stam the food.
First bishul was basar chalav. You cooked the chem and a flesh of a.
It doesn't matter if, like, say, food the chom was cooked already, or.
Was it in the garbage?
Yeah, let's say they were separated, two of them.
So why would that be better? That'd be worse. There's no bishach bishul there.
Yeah, because I was trying to clear what's the bishul it has to do, but because the actual food is very cooked.
I pour milk into meat and I cook it, that's bishul basar chalav. It's in your garbage, it's everything together. No?
No, it's fine. I still like in Ilchus Shabbos that since there's something in the food itself, it's cooked, it might make a difference.
You know what?
But like in Ilchus Shabbos, the bishul after bishul is because the food is cooked.
You have a bishul after bishul. In your garbage, you have first hand bishul. No bishul after bishul. First bishul. My meat was never cooked in milk. My milk was never cooked in meat. Now it's being cooked together. The original bishul.
That's why I'm clear that I was talking about the bishul was after bishul, but the actual food.
Bishul after bishul before, I was talking about where the chem was already cooked with meat. Okay. The Pesachim Tshuva brings down Shem the Rambam that even if Shleike Derech Hanasir, right? Which is the Rambam over here, and the Rambam says, Ein Asim in a Terah Bas, no. The Rambam says, It says here, So the crazy place, the Wasim Machadish, I think we once mentioned this, but crazy Wasim Machadish based on this Rambam, that by Basa V'Chalav there's no din of Naisin Dam Nafgam. Because just like Shalai Kedar Chana says Asim in HaTaira, so too Naisin Dam Nafgam will still be Asim in HaRaisa. And he says, and even if you're going to mix the Basa V'Chalav into Heter and Naisin Dam Nafgam, it's gonna be awesome. If I take, let's say, already cooked basa v'chalav, and I put it into a mixture where it just ruins the taste, it'll still be awesome. The Chavos Das, and Siman Kuf Gimel, the Siman Reis and Dalef Gamay Salaf, he asks on him. He says that according to this idea, so the same thing should be true by Klai Karim. By Klai Karim, right, the same Rambam, he's talking about both. Klai Karim, the Pasuk says this, Blashen Kodesh, Pentukdash. Doesn't say Blashen Achila. So Rambam says, also Asush like Adar Chanoya. So according to that, by Klai Karim, also Nostalm Kamshbi Asa. And the Gemara by the Zara is before Lahedi, the Gemara by the Asamach Chesam and Aleph is before Mefurish, the Klai Kerem is Mutta. It says over there, Nofal Shachulin Techila, Vachach Nofal Shachuma Oi Klai Kerem, Asar, Shimon Matin. Then the Gemara says, Vahacha the Pogam and Karo, Pligi. The Gemara is part of the Sugya, you see from there that the Heta Nezan Fatam Fagam. Is even by Klai HaKerem. Yeah, you look like you have a Teretz.
Oh, okay.
So it says the Chavos Das, Al Koch, you have to say that the heter of Noisin Dan of Gam is not Shaykh to the din of Shalai Kedar Chanasa. Meaning the crazier place he understood that Noisin Dan of Gam, what's the Ptur of Noisin Dan of Gam? Teres Mechadish Tam Keikar. So we say Tam the Shvach is us. So Tam of Gam is Mutta. Why should it be different? Crazy understood because Tam of Gam is Shleke Dechana. It's not the normal thing to eat it that way. Memela, if over here Shleke Dechana is Usher, So also the Dalam Fgam will be Asa. Chavos Das says no Sheiches. Noisin Dalam Fgam is learned from a Pasig of Lo Yechal, that has to be Derech Achila. And therefore by Basa V'Cholav and Klai Kerem, where the Torah does not use the Lashon of Achila, so there it makes sense to Aser. I said Noisin Dalam Fgam, I meant Shleike Derech Achila. Shleike Derech Achila is learned from the Lashon and the Pasuk of Achila. Why did the Torah write Achila? To tell you has to be done with a Ma'is Achila, a normal Ma'is Achila. So from the fact that the Torah did not write a Lashon of Achila by Basav Chalav and Klai Kerem, we have the right to say that it's us even in Shleike Derech Achila. Shleike Derech Hanasa. Noisin Dalam Fgam is learned therefrom. Nevela, and the Pasuk by Nevela. The Pasuk of Nevela teaches us that anything which is not royal achilas ger, just pashtu to them shame Nevela. That we can learn out the Pasuk of Achala. Right? The chilik is that in Metzias, the chilik is that Shlag Gederach HaNa'asai is shaykh to the Etzim Me'isr. If it's us or not. But a nice down of gam is that it has to be really care, has to be really care. So if I mix into something which is bitter or something like that, which because of that it's not normally eaten, it's a shleike derchan asai. So then lemaisa the gufa dava, the issa doesn't leave it. But where the thing itself is srucha, meaning like this. I have basa and chalav, and I mixed into it, like the Rambam's mashal, I mixed into it a bitter herb. Now it's bitter. The ma'aseh is basa and chalav over here. it's not normal to eat it with this bitter taste. Okay, so shlegi derachanosei. Chayiv shlegi derachanosei. But if the pshat is that it got srucha to the extent that a ger, it's not right for a ger to eat, so then it lost its iser. It's pakad iser. There's no iser over here. And that's shayach also by basim chal. That's it, the chavis dasman. However, many achronim, chaylik on the chavis das, prim godim at the end of the psicha, tachos basim chalav, ismeir, tarachar shulchin, and they hold that over there in Kof Gimel, they hold that Yechayv Shlokin Dach HaNa'osai, and who is the Yechayv, even if it's Nisrach, the thing itself, and it's not really the Ger. The Aruch Shulchan brings a Raya from the Lashon Rambam, over here in Perek Yudalet, Halacha Yud and Halacha Yud Aleph, where the Rambam, I read to you before Yud Aleph, but the Rambam starts off, Kola Oichlin or Asurin, Ein Yechayv Alehin, Asher Yoichal Oysen Derech HaNa'o. Chutz mi basim chal v'klai kerem fish le nema ben achila al oitzi yisra achilos asa red yud. Then he goes on, he says in Yud Aleph, says keitzer, har shehim ches achelev, I melted the chelev, v'gom my kishucham, and I swallowed it while it was hot, v'ochel kishay morin, or when it's bitter. Now, oisha ochel, oichel ha'osur, acha shesriach v'hivish. So you see clearly over here that even if it's a sriach, it's still also by basim chalav klai kerem. That's what he wants to do. Want to bring a raya. Okay, there's. Well, you'll see the Aruch HaShulchan and his different rayas over there.
Are you ever going to have a case that it's Derech HaNa'ah, but it's not place in Davidka? It's not Derech HaNa'ah, but it's...
Yeah, place in Davidka is mashma, the Isser itself is mashma, srucha cannot be eaten. That which you don't normally eat it with, it's not the derech to eat it with this bitter thing. It could be eaten. It's not going to hurt you. You're not going to get a stomach ache from it. You're not going to get sick from it. So the issue and still has a shame issue. The bas and the chalva, perfect bas and the chalva. No, but you put in too much pepper or spices and no one would eat it this way normally. But the bas and chalva is geshmak of bas and the chalva. Nothing changed. But when the bas and the chalva turns sucha, so then what's the din? That's where the machlekes is.
Is the only heter is left is, even though it's ashes already, that it's not going to bleed the achila?
That what?
It's not going to bleed the achila with the Deir Mishar?
What do you mean? I'm talking about now something else. I'm talking about now the shleike Deir Chana, or it's a pogrom, right? Why are you bringing that?
I'm saying that. Always, when it gets burned, it's also in
the Nisrach. But that we said a difference from, because we said the Bishol, we're talking about Bishol then. I mean, Chayv on Bishol, I didn't talk about eating ashes. Want to eat ashes? That we'll discuss in later on the Ramah, by the shampoo. That was talking about the Bishol Shabbat. Most of the Yad of Ram over here is a Richos. He wants to farkep the Medayik and Ram on the opposite from the Aruch HaShulchan. And there's a lot of back and forth over here about this. Then we have this big issue over here. What's Derech Bishol? What's included in Bishol? What's included in Bishol? So the Pri Chadash in Ois Beis holds that Tzli, Tigon, Tzli is roasting on top of a fire, Tigon is frying with a very small amount of oil, is also included in Bishul, and it would make Basa B'chav Daraisa. Again, just to remind us that the chilik between Daraisa and Rabbanan, Halacha L'maisa is this Hanon, this a Bishol. The Rais is also in all three Surah. The Rabban is only also a Basim Chav, the Rabban is only also a Achilah. could be a nafkamina if you're if you could give the bus of chav to your cleaning lady. So Brichash holds that Sli and Tegan is also included in Bishol and God's bus of chav. And as he brings down, we find many times the Losh and Bishol is referring to Tzli. Like by Karm Pesach, it says Vayivashlu. And it means Tzli, we know it means Tzli. Yerushalmi is Mistapik, if Ma'ushin is Bechal Bishol or not. And the Rambam is Machmir Misafik. And if you can say Tzli is not Bechal Bishol, so Kosha came. Ishin Shinabi Bechal Bishol. Yehovah says the Prechadash. Al kahach tzli and koshkin tigon is bechal bishol. Meushin is not machmas the fires from the smoke. That's the suffix of the Yishami. There's a Rashi in Sanhedrin that's mashma that tigon is not bechal bishol. Rashi says derech bishol cholav tzolol kemayim veika bishol chelev in a bishol al tigon. There are others that are matchit, Israel. There are different rayas back and forth. Halacha lemaisa, the prechadash and the gra, as we'll see, the gra in a few places in our simin seems to go with the prechadash. There's the raisa. It's interesting. The Yerushalmi is better mesupik in three places. It's mesupik. By, if you take a look at the Gimel, the Gra, Yerushalmi Perek Vav Din Adar, Rabban the Kseirin, Shah Adon, Ma'ushin Mahu, Shehe Baim Shum Tavshile Shabbos. That's one suffix. And Elchah Shabbos. Am I Oyba and Bishol if I do Ma'ushin? Mahu Shehe Baim Shum Basav Chalaf. That's done by Basav Chalaf. Then I think there's a third suffix in the Yishami, Benigay Bishol Akko. And the Gra says, "Avo beperek zayin the Shabbos sham hatzoyla v'metagim hashoylik v'me'ashin kulim shum v'vashol." In Cain, who are doing your basa b'chalav pre-chalash of kadim beis? What's the pre-chalash doing? Chalash saying that when the Yishami was poishin their shayla in perek zayin in Shabbos, and says that all these things are included in bishul, who are doing basa b'chalav? Ma'ashi equates the two. That whatever Bishol is, Bishav, that's all the Sebastian is by Asim Mechalim. There could be welcome to Mechalik, as some do. So the Prim Gan Psych, right? It talks about this. So it's been asked some else, but I think the psyche is
put it down there.
Come on, yeah.
Put it down
there. Oh, you know that? Yeah. Oyra dabe kemat rega. Eizu basach b'chalav ha'asav ha'achilav ha'anom en ha'tarev u'derach bishol. Okay, melicha v'kvish meis leis oy b'chaymetz v'tzir k'shir asher ha'siyach t'rabbanan k'odim b'shula. Remember, we saw that. We saw that in Kofay. That's melicha and Kedushas Shudra Banan to the extent that if afterwards I cook it, I might be the Raisa. Now listen to this. Amna Michas Yaakov says the Michal Kapehei Kasev Tigun Loi Hava Bechal Bishol Vosam Rabbi Dvar. Now the Michas Yaakov holds that Tigun is not Bechal Bishol, and if I'm not mistaken, the he holds that Sli is Bechal Bishol. It's definitely a sheet like that, right? The Michas Yaakov holds Sli is Bechal Bishol, Tigun is not. How do you understand that? Tigon, the Zep's liquid there. It's a little, it's a, definitely a step closer to Bishol than Sli. Chegos Mram Shivzab, Chidush Lechulin. Kovich and Tignoi Bechema, Havadrabanan. Chegos of Mechis Yakov Shem, Shinish Chema Shem Urav and Machelev, Yishoy Lahadig Mimenu. Esh the Tigon, Ein Asim Natero. So we have different shittas over here, and it's the gay sometimes people go to culinary schools, and you have to practice on to practice different things. So if it's bishul mamish basa behema chalav, so you're definitely dealing with the raisa asma. No, it's a bishul. It's arno.
You like a meal?
With Islamic.
Oh. Maybe there's that toast, they just throw it out after it's been. I don't know, do they
eat? Sure, you do.
Yeah?
They don't taste it after they.
The whole point is they should taste it.
Okay. So then, right, but Yudhi brought up another point. If it's a Goyish place, so then we're probably dealing with Besar Nevela. Right. Maybe even Besar Behemoth Tameya. What's the din over there? So that we'll see the nice candle by us to talk about that. Then you have, but okay, so that's when it's bishul. But what happens if I arrange? Okay, I won't do any bishul, but this tigun and this sli and all these other things. Can we say how those sheet is that's only drabana and then bishul won't be awesome?
There's no difference
between
the tigun when it's chema. And it starts smoking or deep fry?
You tried that already on me once.
No, nah, it's didn't.
I don't see any difference.
Deep fry, like, it's very similar to
deep
initial.
Fry, you said?
Yeah.
You got a lot of oil?
Tons.
Ah, we didn't discuss that at all. Yeah, maybe there is. Let's see, there is about that also. Again, look, once you're cooking in oil, it could be it's always going to be tigun or tzli. Because it gives it a burnt, you burn it, you're burning it, it has all different taste ambition. Take cooked chicken, boiled chicken, they cooked in the soup, and take chicken that you fried in a small amount of oil, a lot of oil, take schnitzel that's in more oil, it's a different taste. It's more of a burnt taste than that. I'm saying burnt in a good way because you spice it up, whatever I'm saying, but it's a different day, so it could be even in a lot of oil, could be. We'll see what the halacha mice is, but. Okay, so we're going to stop here. Be'ez Hashem will continue on this point.